have lower rates of high school completion than African Americans and Latinos. And not all our families are models of support either. My own Chinese American family was of the first son comes first school of thought. It is inconceivable to me that they would have looked into private school for our daughter, much less used a sibling to help her get in. Quite the contrary. Their mantra was, "No good for a girl to be too smart," alternating with, "No one wants to marry a smart girl." Neither was my father particularly self-effacing, by the way. Unlike many Asians, he loved attention and applause. What's more, a great many foreign students are not the girl at the baggage claim. Many are perfectly honest, and non-Asians are not saints. A professor friend recently commented that the difference between her American students and her Chinese students was not whether they plagiarized, but whether they knew to hide it. American students, she said, were better about changing the font. And I myself remember the teaching assistant's orientation at the University of Iowa in 1981, in which we were all instructed to have the students write something the first day of class and to keep it. That way, we were told, should any of our students plagiarize, we would be armed with a writing sample with which to confront them. As for the temerity of some students, well, witness a student who handed in Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart as her work for creative writing class.